This segment is brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments, to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988. A very good day to everyone. Welcome. We are joined by a special guest, Ms. Anne-Marie Grant, who is the Executive Director of AFUE. Welcome. Good to have you here with us today.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, and welcome to your listeners.
Our pleasure. So tell us, what is AFUE?
So AFUWI is how we identify ourselves, and we are a non-profit organization that is located in the United States, and we support the growth and development of the University of the West Indies, which is located in the English-speaking Caribbean. And the UWI, as we popularly call it, is a system university. There are 17 countries in the English-speaking Caribbean that makes up the UWI system. Most people are familiar with UWI Mona in Kingston, Jamaica, but UWI is in St. Augustine in Trinidad and Tobago. UWI is in Cave Hill in Barbados. UWI is in Antigua and Barbuda, which is our newest campus. And there are also satellite sites for the University of the West Indies in the Bahamas, in St. Lucia, in Dominica, in Cayman, and many other islands that make up the English-speaking part of the Caribbean. So there are 17 countries.
Okay, great. So what is the purpose, the mission of AFUE?
Our primary mission is to support the growth and development of the UWI, as I said. And what that involves is anything that is going to assist the UWI to deliver on its mission of educating a cadre of Caribbean nationals for who are going to be impactful in a positive way for the development of the region.
Okay. So can you give me some examples of, you know, the programs, the services, and some of the work that AFUE has done or is doing to support that mission?
Our primary activity has to do with the provision of scholarships for students. And I don't know if you know, Pearl, that there are so many students in the Caribbean who are young, bright, ambitious, intelligent, and determined to break the cycle of generational poverty in which they have been brought up. But they're poor, and they have very little aid from their family. And so one of the primary focus of the foundation is to raise funds to support many of these students. So we have a scholarship program. Over the years, in the last 5 or so years, we've been able to provide 50 students with full tuition. The average tuition cost at the UWI in all the territories, except for maybe medicine, engineering, and law, is about $3,000. And so we have been able, through fundraisers like the Gala, which is coming up on February 19th, to use money from these events to fund scholarships. We also provide, we source in-kind donations for the university, computers, conference tables, books, CDs for the reggae department, for their archives.
Reggae department, I love that.
Yes, the reggae studies department, CDs for the archives. Medical equipment for the for the Faculty of Medical Science, for training of doctors, medical equipment for the University of the West Indies Hospital, just to name a few. We are about, as we speak, to collect a consignment of books, gently used medical books, about 100, to be sent to that faculty, and thanks to General Shippers in the New York State on Monday.
Okay, so you mentioned the gala. You have your 23rd annual Legacy Awards Gala coming up. Let's talk about that.
So we're very, very, very excited about this. As you said, it's our 23rd annual Legacy Awards Gala. And for the last 23 years, the foundation has been hosting this event. Originally, when the gala was started, it was really about promoting the university and aligning the university with well-known, successful individuals here in the USA. Some are celebrities, some are in some were in business, some were in academia. Subsequently to, I think, 9/11, and when the economies of the Caribbean began to take a significant hit, both from natural disasters and from trends in the economy here, the university then came to the foundation and said the primary purpose that this event must now serve is to raise funds for students who are desperately in need of financial aid. So that has been our mission, and that is our goal. And so this is our biggest fundraiser. It's on February 19th, 2020, is at the Pierre Hotel. And it is at this venue that we identify and honor individuals who we think, based on nominations, have achieved sterling, have sterling accomplishments in their chosen field of industry, as well as in their service to community. And so this year we're honoring six outstanding individuals, and including two companies. And I'm very, very, we are at the foundation are very excited about the honorees this year. The Bob Marley Award goes to Lorraine Toussaint, who is originally from the Twin Island Republic of Trinidad and Tobago. And many would recognize her from V, the role of V in Orange is the New Black. She normally plays some legal luminary in Law & Order, CSI, and many of those
movies. She's a brilliant actress.
She's not only she's a brilliant actress, but you must know that she is a very ardent advocate for women equality, not only in the industry of film and media, but also in many other professional spheres. She's very active on that scene. We're also honoring the Prime Minister for St. Lucia, the small island of St. Lucia.
That's my island.
And as you know, you will recall that PM Chastney has been a champion for small island developing states to the international agencies, the United Nations, the IMF, the World Bank. And he has championed the issue of identifying a different financial paradigm for loans and economic aid to small island developing nations after hurricanes, after natural disasters, because it is a serious issue in terms of how we rebuild and develop after islands, small islands like in the Caribbean and in other places in Southeast Asia, etc., recover based on the terms and conditions of these loans. Other exciting honorees are Governor David Paterson, the 55th governor of New York State. And as you know, David Paterson has played a key role in how communities and how the state and the government, the federal government, treats with individuals who are visually impaired. As you know, he's legally blind, and he has made serious inroads in ensuring that laws go on not only state books, but on the federal books in terms of how these individuals are treated and the sort of equity and access that they have to ensure that they have equal play in the landscape. Every year, the UWI alumni identify an individual who is a peer, and they give what is called a Pelican Award. And they have identified Dr. Godfrey Gibson. He's a dean in the College of Charleston. And this is an individual that was unanimously identified. So it's pretty much a peer award where UWI alums in the New York State chapter come together and say, hey, we're going to honor this gentleman. Our other two honorees are Keith Duncan, representing Jamaica Money Market Brokers. Now, this is a financial institution that started in Jamaica. The founder is a UWI alum. She's late Joan Duncan. And Jamaica Money Market Brokers is now a force to be reckoned with across the Caribbean in terms of playing in the financial space. Very sophisticated in terms of their entree and the products and services that they have. And their mantra is to allow every single person in the Caribbean, irrespective of your economic state, to be able to have a little investment, a little stocks, bonds, and it's not only for people who are in big business. And they have been able to take wealth to the man in the street. And Meredith Marshall, you guys probably are very familiar with him. BRP is the architectural firm that is doing the Caton Flats here in Brooklyn. And they have done many large projects in the New York city environment, restoring sites that pretty much were run down, that needed to be repositioned, and they are very well known for putting up multi-purpose, multi-use buildings that will accommodate retail, commerce, as well as residential accommodations. And so that rounds out our honorees.
That's a wonderful group of people. So tell us, how can one, you know, get tickets for the gala or support AFUI, even if they are if they are unable to attend the gala?
Well, we want to invite individuals to visit us on the web at www.afuwi.org. That's A for American, F for Foundation, U for University, W for West, I for Indies.org, and you can make a donation. Whether you're coming to the gala or not, you can make a donation on www.afuwi.org or call us in the office at 212-759-9345. That's 212-759-9345. And like I mentioned earlier in our conversation, we are a nonprofit. So we have a 501c3 IRS designation, which means all donations to the foundation are tax deductible to the full extent of state and federal laws. And we accept donations any time of day or night, and we take from 1 cent to $1 million. So we invite your listeners, make a donation and support students who are really, really in need of financial assistance but are struggling.
All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Grant, and we look forward to having you back here again.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, and I just want to thank you and the program for constantly supporting a good cause. Education is the pathway to progress. We have to ensure that our people are empowered and are progressing.
Thank you so much, and you're so welcome. This segment was brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988.